Well, I thought we were good, actually, because this Bournemouth team's relentless. The work rate and effort they put in is probably far greater than most teams you play in the Premiership. And that showed at the end, the last 6-7 minutes, Bournemouth couldn't move. They'd give everything. You've got to admire that. That was probably our best spell. They limited us to probably the fewest attacks we've had all year. Having said that, for the home team, we limited them to very few attacks. One good chance for Glenn Murray, and that was it, really. You have to pay tribute to the players on the pitch today. A tremendous effort. And the point takes us up to fifth. And that's the Premier League. Sometimes you just got to say, OK, we weren't perfect today, but we did enough.
What did you make of the challenge from Harry Arnold?
Well, I had Harry at Charlton. Released him as a young player. I'm so chuffed that he's dragged his career back to this level. Fantastic. And he's always had that full-blooded challenge in him. He got that slightly wrong, but it certainly wasn't a red. So the referee got that right. And defused the only moment in the game where, you know, there was a bit of discord. The rest of it was played with a fantastic spirit. Great commitment from both teams. Full-blooded tackles. Just no goals.
I don't think you were too happy with Scott Dann staying down in the area and the ball not going out of play, but that seemed to fizzle out as well. That didn't become too much of a flashpoint.
I think, you know, you're obviously going to be frustrated with the manager. I was not too happy with my goalie. He's trying to get our winger going. We got a centre-half flying on the floor. Michael Oliver, quite rightly, I suppose, has said, you know, you've played on and you're going to suffer the consequences, and we almost did. He dragged himself up, which was good news for us.